94.8 Yorvik Radio. Morning, it is Matt and Carly, your breakfast crew. Great to have your company this morning. We are joined in the studio by celebrity foot reader, Jane Sheehan.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Carla. Carla has taken her shoes off, ready.
Get her!
Oh, dear me.
Cheeky monkey.
It's great. I'm excited for this. So, Jane's been... How many years have you been foot reading for?
Since 1999.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So, a while.
Yeah.
Just a while. You've read a lot of people's feet.
Yeah.
And you've been on, like, some... You've done a lot of celebrity feet and stuff along those lines. And,
yeah,
like, and done some programmes, like, you did this morning.
This morning, I've done about five times.
Wow.
I've done Today with Des and Mel, Live with Gabby, Morning Glory, the one with the Dermot O'Leary.
Oh, yeah.
It Takes Two, which was the Strictly sister.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And I read some of the dancers' feet on that.
Nice.
Wow. Can't remember.
And now you get to read. Now you get to read Carla's stinky pair.
Yay!
We're not even Z-list, Matt.
So before we were talking reflexology earlier.
Yeah.
We're not. Like, we're like, what's the bottom of an Excel spreadsheet? You know, on the right, far right.
The page that nobody gets to is what that is.
you were talking earlier about you started with reflexology.
Yeah.
I've got a friend called Tanya, who's knows someone who does reflexology, called Amanda, and I've been to see Amanda. And but I wasn't as emotional, but both Tanya and my wife went to see Amanda, and both of them, Tanya, I mean, sobs her heart out in there. Tanya's one of the strongest people I know. You know, she's really, but she gets in there and suddenly she's just like you were saying, she just went. And it was just like, woof, everything. And she said, it's now part of my mental health routine is to go and get my feet done.
Yeah.
Go and get reflexology. And I asked my wife when she went, how she was doing with it, and she was like, oh no, I was fine, and then on the way back, and then suddenly she just had uncontrollable sobbing.
Yeah, it's to be expected, because touch therapy is extremely powerful. They've done scientific study after study that shows the power of the healing touch, and reflexology is no exception to that. You working key points on the feet to help calm the rest of the body down. When someone's highly stressed, you want to interrupt that adrenal reaction.
Yeah.
And there are points on the foot that work the adrenaline gland. And it sounds wacky, I know it does, but it works. And if it works, why not try it?
Now, I'm not shy of saying I'm the biggest skeptic going.
Yeah. Of this.
And Auntie June will say exactly the same.
Yeah.
But I tell you, when I've been, so I was telling you, Auntie June is, so she's into very much health and well-being and homeopathic, maybe, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
She'll probably text me in a minute and say, it's not what it is. But, and she's done all sorts of work.
Yeah, kinesiology and all sorts of things.
Exactly that. And I tell you, and I've been for a couple of sessions, and every time I have felt amazing. Mm. I've come out of there just going, oh, I just feel like I'm reset.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
I've been for acupuncture and I love that. I didn't think I would. I was like, that's not going to do anything. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So... We're going to have to get to the all-important part now of the...
You found cheese?
Of Carla's feet.
That's a great jingle.
I'll send you them if you want them. But you're doing some readings and you can just like... play.
Before she does a reading, cheese? That's what she explains to people.
Yeah, you found cheese. I found cheese.
Right, I'll take my socks off.
All right, get your socks off.
Yeah, so the minute I see her feet, I can see she's got blue nail varnish on.
Right.
It's like a turquoise blue, and I read nail varnish colours as well.
Oh, right.
And that
does that
says,
mean the difference? Really?
Yeah, yeah. And turquoise says, I want freedom and independence.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, those that know Carla know exactly that is exactly her.
Do.
She is very, very free and independent.
Yeah.
That's really true.
See, I did a launch of some products for Bourjois Cosmetics, and a couple of days before the launch, they said, right, so here's what's going to happen. We'll give them the champagne. We'll send them through for a pedicure. I went, wait a minute. No one said anything about the pedicure. And I'm thinking, if you remove all that stuff, I'm going to lose the opportunity to read it.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'll teach myself how to read colour then. So I learned how to read the nail varnish.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I'm looking at your feet. They are wide, aren't they?
They're very wide. When she says feet, what she really means is flippers. They're as wide as flippers.
Brilliant.
I would make a good swimmer.
So when you have wide feet, yes, it does mean you'll be a good swimmer. No, it means that you are hardworking, always on the go. You can't sit still. And if we were to offer you a cup, you'd be getting the cups out of the cupboard to help. You couldn't just sit there and let us
always
do it. Yeah. And what else do I notice? Big toes are at an angle. And if it's a slight angle, it means motivated to help. If it's a massive angle, so you with bunions out there, it means bending over backwards, doing far too much for others, not enough for yourself. Let's see, we've got... Matt's going to take the mickey now, but your second and third toes are slightly webbed, and that means not just that
you're a
good swimmer again. It means if you don't feel like doing something, hell and high water ain't going to make you do it. It's, if you do feel like doing it, you'll move mountains. We just don't know what day it's going to be.
That's true. That is absolutely spot on.
And when you go on holiday, you're going to have the biggest suitcase because you pack according to how you feel when you get up, not how many days you're going for.
Wow. Wow. Keep going.
There's a difference, right foot to left foot. We use the right foot as the past and the left foot as the present. So you're showing me that currently you are deliberately compartmentalising private life from what you're doing in a way you wouldn't have done in the past.
Mm.
Yeah.
Intriguing.
Can I see your little toe? Okay, so her little toes are pretending to be straight whilst they're really on their side. They're so tucked into the fourth toe that you just see as if they're straight. But if I move the fourth toe out of the way, they're really on the side. So this says covert rebel, doing the window dressing to appear to fit in and do what's expected whilst breaking all the rules behind the scenes and getting away with it.
Do you know what? You couldn't be any more on the button.
Nailed that. Absolutely nailed
that.
Wow. We're going to come back and talk some more about this. This is fabulous. I'm so impressed with that because you're pretty much just got Carla down to a T there.
Yeah. This is totally true. I'm a totally covert rebel.
We'll do some more. This is Matt and Carla. It's 94.8 Yorvik Radio. We're here with Jane Sheehan, celebrity foot reader, reading Carla's feet. She's going to read mine in a minute. Goodness, God help her. Time to play some music. It's great to have you coming this morning. It's 8:10. Yorvik Radio, the sound of York. My name's Matt. She's Carla. And Jane Sheehan is here too, celebrity foot reader.
The Yorvik Radio Breakfast Crew, in partnership with LSQ Garden Landscape Limited.
And of all the pinnacle things that she's got to do now of reading celebrity feet, all the ones she's read, she's got to read mine.
Bottom of the pile, Matt.
I'm a tad nervous.
Why?
About this.
Why are you nervous?
Just, I don't know, I'm just a bit nervous about, well, like, and the secret's coming out.
Ooh. What's he got to hide?
In his closet.
There's nothing in my closet. A couple of dresses.
Told you about those high heels.
It's weekends, it's fine.
Right, your feet,
we're going to have to do a little swap around because Jane needs to be able to see my feet.
So you need to sit here and I need to sit there.
Yeah.
I don't know what any of those buttons do. We'll give it a whirl.
Don't press anything.
Okay.
Don't press anything.
Jane's already said I'm quite rebellious.
I know. I know what's going to happen.
I'll do as I'm told, don't worry.
I can feel some different bits happening this morning. Right, let's move.
So.
I'm taking my own headphones.
Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm not wearing yours. Come on.
Oh, hang on a sec.
Well, while they're doing that, I'll tell you, once upon a time I met Alan Carr on the TV set.
Okay.
He leapt over the sofa, whipped off his shoes, and he had bright orange nail varnish on.
Really?
And I said, Alan, I normally read nail varnish colours, but I think on a guy it means something totally different.
Really?
Yeah, really, really. Yeah. But orange nail varnish means fun loving, want to be the life and soul of the party. And I just remember that because I'm looking at your trainers, they're bright orange, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
I give you that. I think you probably do want to be the life and soul of the party. I'd go with that.
Right. So we are looking at very different pair of feet to Carla's.
They're a lot whiter.
They're a lot whiter and they're a lot narrower. So
they don't get out much.
The narrowness, it's more narrow on the right foot than on the left foot. So you're telling me you have a love of aesthetics, you like beauty in your surroundings, and you have a knack for stopping and appreciating by delegating normal everyday stuff without people knowing that you're doing it.
No.
Like.
Ace.
And the fact that it's wider on the left foot means you're working much more harder now than you used to do. So that's the difference in the 2 feet. The toes are fairly wide, which means practical, down to earth, pragmatic, and the line of the toes, second toe in particular, is longer, and that would indicate natural leadership qualities. And if you're not in a leadership role, you'll become bossy.
That's so true.
Yeah.
What, that I'm bossy?
Yeah, you are.
Well, I'm a natural leader. I'd go with that one.
Bossy, definitely. Yeah.
I'd like to get things done a certain way. I can't help that. It's just the way it is.
And now I know why he wasn't teasing you about having a webbed toe, because second and third are also slightly webbed. So you've got that same quality that she had that I mentioned earlier. Short little toe, a childlike sense of fun, a joie de vivre, jumping in puddles, smelling flowers, kicking leaves, appreciation of the simple things in life.
Yeah, fair.
Carla had high arches, which meant very independent, strong inner resources. And you've got the flat feet, which means enjoying the company of others. Being on your own too much is draining for you. You re-energise by being with other people. What else we got?
Worry about what you're looking at.
Is your little toe straight? Or is it pretending?
Good, but it's pretending.
I don't know, ask you.
Get your foot flat on the floor.
Oh, tickling me.
Pretending. He's a covert rebel too. Only he's better at hiding it than you, Carla. I had to actually double check by moving the fourth toe out of the way then. Can I see the bottom of your feet?
Oh, work. Hang on.
Can't get his legs up that
high. All right, relax your foot. Okay, so there's some hard skin on the side of the big toe.
I've not promised that.
And that means wearing a mask so no one knows what's going on with you. If it was underneath the joint of the big toe, it would be more about sticking your neck out and taking the knockback, so speaking up for the underdog. But they're relatively unblemished. This is really nice to see. So it means that you don't let concerns hang around. You deal with worries straight away and move on. You don't let it hang around to bother you. So
it's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. I can't believe that you can get so much from a foot.
It is unbelievable, isn't it? It's got you to a T.
just
and you're better at hiding being a rebel.
I don't know. I'm not a rebel at all. I don't know what you mean. I have no idea what you mean in any way, shape, or form.
Ask me in the morning, do you think we'll get away with this? I'm going, what are you asking me for? Rebel to rebel.
It's fine. Well, now we're foot buddies.
Oh, no.
Foot.
I'll tell you what, that is lucky.
You have to be very careful how you say that.
The boss will be on the phone soon. Hang on, let's swap seats back. Hang on a minute. Oh, well, that was... I still feel weird without my shoes on.
With your webbed toes?
Yeah.
I need to have covering on my feet, don't
I? We were saying that earlier. If you prefer to always have your feet covered up, it's a love of privacy. And if you, like Carly, you want to be barefoot walking around all the time, that would be not needing the privacy. That sort of carefree love of freedom, what you see is what you get, that sort of thing. Give or take a rebel toe.
People think I'm very... like out there and love being with people all the time. I like my own. I like to keep me private.
Yeah.
I don't mind being a laugh and the life and soul of the party.
Yeah.
And I love hanging about. I love having friends and I love like doing stuff, which is exactly what you said. But I do keep everything to myself. I'm very shielded like that.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't in the past, but yeah, more so now. We're going to talk more about this. This is great. I'm loving talking about the old. I didn't put the thing up. Ah, Cheddar. Try again.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, I know, I'm putting my socks back on. It's time to check out what's happening on the roads and trains.
Traffic and travel, powered by Streamline Taxis York. Become a Streamline driver with York's premier taxi company. For more information...
There's all sorts of stories.
What absolute revelations. I'm loving this. Can we do this all the time?
It's just brilliant. Some of the people that you've met and eaten cheese with. Not off feet. Not that sort of
cheese.
No, goodness me. So... what's next? What's coming up for you? What have you got going on?
I'm about to go abroad. I'm going to do Portugal, France and Belgium teaching foot reading. I'm next back in York, April the 6th next year.
Amazing.
We'll be doing foot readings, and we have a coach called Kerry Hales coming to teach coaching for foot readers, because you do need coaching and counselling skills with it as well. And my website's footreading.com, where you can see an online course and my books. I've written 7 books now. Some are about foot reading, some are about reflexology.
We need to say you're one of 4 foot reading gurus
in the world.
In the world, there's only 4 of you.
There's 4 gurus,
and one of which you trained.
And one of which I trained. He's Sam Bellier in America. He's coming over to York. Do we remember the dates? Is it October next year? I think he's coming over October.
If you're about to come back in.
Yeah,
come back
do.
In and see us. Because, wow.
Yeah, I'd love to.
It is absolutely fabulous. So you want more? If you want more information on this, learning about foot reading, if you're into reflexology, things along those lines, you want that, you can go footreading.com. Footreading. .com. Just saying that in case the boss is looking through the window going, yeah, I'm not sure about that. It's been an absolute pleasure, Jane. Thank you so much for coming in.
I've put the top 10 secrets that your feet reveal about you on my website. So if anyone's interested, they can have a look at footreading.com.
There we go. Go and check it. I reckon Old Dinosaur's going to go and have a look.
I bet he will, actually.
He wants to see what his old dinosaur feet look like.
Yeah, he wanted to be taller when he grows up.
Yes. So I wonder if he was quite tall, was Old Dinosaur.
Yeah.
And then we had Barb from the news, who wanted to be taller as well. And apparently she saw a doctor about who's trying to stretch her.
We must have all been in the same queue, because I was quite short as well. Wanted to be taller.
More on that question today coming up very, very soon. When you were young, what did you want to be when you grew up? We'll do some more of these in the next couple of minutes. But for now, Jane, you've been an absolute legend. Thank you for coming in. Thanks for seeing us.
Thank you.
If you missed anything we've talked about today, you can go to yorvikradio.com, click listen again, and catch up on there. I'll be available after 9 o'clock.